it's not easy to admit that I've been standing in the same place for 18 years.
August Wilson was an American playwright. Many knew him as the theater poet of Black America. Some of his work is the series of 10 plays collectively called the Pittsburgh Cycle, which chronicles the experience and heritage of the African-American community in the past century.
Don't you think it ever crossed my mind to want to know other men that I want to lay up somewhere?
In 1985, Fences was the sixth in the Wilson's 10 part of the Pittsburgh Cycle. Like all the Pittsburgh plays, Fences explores the evolving African-American experience and analyzes race relations, among other topics. The Omaha Community Playhouse opens this Friday, August Wilson's Fences. In addition, and in partnership with the Union for Contemporary Art, Metropolitan Community College, and Great Plains Theater Commons, the Omaha Community Playhouse is hosting a series of community events. There will be lectures, panels, and workshops.
I'm the research consultant specializing in African-American theater, August Wilson specifically. And so my job is to bring together and collate research around August Wilson, around the world of the play, and to then present that material to the production company during the early stages of rehearsals and throughout the production process.
See, my daughter Rose, my own flesh and blood, I can't deny.
Khalid Young, assistant professor at the Theater Institute for African American Studies at the University of Georgia, is the dramaturg for Fences. Young has already been in Omaha working with the Great Plains Theater Commons on other occasions.
I'm a dramaturg, I'm a theater scholar, and August Wilson is one of the areas that can be considered, you know, one of my areas of specialty, right? One of the playwrights that I sort of have honed in terms of teaching and studying and writing about.
Young has focused on perhaps not so traditional branches of theater and education.
I specialize in African-American theater and performance. I specialize in feminist theater and performance, and also queer theater and performance. Those are some of my areas of specialty that I teach. And some of the things that I teach, more conventionally speaking, is theater history, dramatic criticism and literature, African-American studies courses, and typically through a performance framework and so forth. And outside of my traditional teaching gig here at UGA, I'm also a freelance dramaturg.
Fences take place in the 1950s. Ironically, all of August Wilson's plays take place in Pittsburgh, except only one. But Young says it is universal in the context of the African-American experience. And many Black people around the country can easily relate to that story. On opening day, there is a pre-show lecture and panel discussion. Writer Kim Lewis and actor Wally Jamal will also take part in the extra events. On Sunday, January 23rd, the Union for Contemporary Arts will have the screening of August Wilson documentary, The Ground on Which I Stand.
One of the most fabulous documentaries to exist. It just offers such a wealth of material and a wealth of interviews with August Wilson's family members and directors and friends and people who have worked with him from the beginning of his career all the way up into his death.
August Wilson's Fences runs at the Omaha Community Playhouse from today and until February 12th. For more information, you can visit omahaplayhouse.com.
But you're a womanless man.
From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.